Hello everyone, this is Audio Mode Day 7, although it's really Day 8 because I did a recording last night at dialysis and somehow managed to delete it on the way home. But it didn't work out quite how I wanted it to anyway because the machines did something different last night. I'm on my way up to King's for a dental appointment, which I'm really dreading. We've just parked outside someone's house to pick up another patient.
Pardon me, darling.
All right.
Just gonna park up outside his house.
Oh, okay.
God's on the radio.
Pardon?
God is on the radio, darling.
Oh.
Loving God,
you're did some good songs.
Hey?
I said he did some very good songs.
I just love it. What's going on the album is just breathtaking.
Right, don't forget the door again, will you?
I'm not trying to touch him.
Oh, okay.
If he falls over, then they want to blame me. I ain't going to train. And that's what they're doing. I've shot him if he can't walk down.
Is he coming?
I don't know yet, yeah. Let's get out of the vehicle and see what he's up to. Just pointing where I should park.
Don't forget the door.
Should be
don't forget the door.
Yes.
I just can't stand being locked in these things. I've had two incidents where it happened.
Here we go, darling.
Thank you. We're obviously near a school. Once was a couple of years ago, the last night I dialysed at King's, and we went to another hospital to drop someone off who was being admitted. It was dark. He didn't tell me it was going to be a long time. He was half an hour. The door was slightly open at the back and the alarm was going off all that time. And then this year, I think it was, I went up to King's. I think it was when I went for my transplant information day, the driver brought me out and he said that he didn't have any other patients to pick up. When I asked him, he put me in the van, the ambulance, and then he said, "Well, I'm just going to get another patient." And I said, "Well, can you leave the door open?" I said it to him twice. He didn't leave it open, and I didn't. I mean, he was only gone about 15 minutes, but I have such bad claustrophobia now. I got absolutely hysterical. I didn't have Niall with me because he doesn't travel very well in these vehicles anymore because they've just got no suspension or very little. And once when I went up to Guy's with him last summer, he was shaking in the vehicle and I thought, I don't want to put him through that anymore because he's kind of semi-retired, although he's not officially retired until the end of the year. So this time I rang, I did the first time as well when the alarm was going off. This time I rang the transport office, the desk, and the woman had to try and calm me down. She did quite a good job. I think if they make you think about something else, she said she got a colleague to contact the driver to come back. Because the thing is, if it's just going into the departure lounge to get somebody, they make it sound so posh, don't they? That's fine, but often they have to go up on the wards and they can be half an hour or more. So I was absolutely hysterical this time. So she started asking me, "It says here you've got a guide dog, what's his name?" You know, she diverted me, which it did help. And in the meantime, he came back. He didn't even say sorry. So I've got an absolute dread of being shut in one of these vehicles, especially these big ones, because I don't know how to do the doors. On some of the smaller ones I do. Anyway, I will come back and let you know how I get on. On another note, the fish pie the other day was really lovely. Obi really liked it, and so did I. So that was a success. I dread to imagine what time I'm going to get back tonight, because Friday's a terrible day to be coming back from King's. And I don't even know what the time is. Let's see if I can find out. No, for some reason it's not going to tell me. Anyway, I will love you and leave you till the next time.